countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly. Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, the latest farmers to feature in our organic series is the McNally family farm just outside Balbriggan in North County Dublin. After years of frustration trying to supply conventional vegetables to the wholesale trade and make a living from it, Pat and Jenny McNally took a chance on joining a newly set up farmers market in Temple Bar in 1997. And over 20 years later, the business has expanded greatly with a hectare of tunnels growing fresh organic produce all year round, and no less than five of the McNally children are now back working full-time on the farm and running a thriving cafe, shop, market and online business. Dara McCullough went to visit this all-in-one farm-to-fork family business.
Yeah, this may sound like a judgmental question. Did you go into the, we'll say, the pesticide, fertiliser-free space because of the money or the ethos?
Ethos. Sorry, I saw Pat coming home several times from spraying, and there was a lot of coughing going on, and I said, no, this is not happening anymore. And I certainly didn't want my kids growing up around that, so no, definitely.
Well, the idea was to try and start selling direct, and you had to get an angle to sell, because at the time in particular, organic was very big. Like, people were willing to pay for organic, even no matter where it came from. That was our angle, just to try and differentiate ourselves. Yeah, well, especially at the time, like, we had five kids.
So. You're like most farmers. You were thinking about, is there a bob in this? And you're like most mothers, Jenny. You were thinking, is my family's health okay?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, and you think of the children first because they're the future.
Well, I'll tell you what. Will we go out and have a look in maybe some of the tunnels at some of the stuff that you grow? Would that be okay?
No problem.
Now, I've just arrived in another tunnel and Aoife McNally is here with me. I have no idea what's in this crate, Aoife.
This is a tomatillo, so it's a Mexican tomato type fruit. It's part of the nightshade family, so same as the tomato family, same as the potato family. They actually grow really well in Ireland in a tunnel. That's what they are.
Can I have a little look?
Yeah, so it's a tomato in a husk.
Yeah, it's like a little lantern. Yeah.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
And you just peel this back.
You peel this back, take the tomato out, and then you can roast it, fry it, make a salsa out of it.
You wouldn't eat it raw, no?
No.
Okay. No. Is this one of your new things?
We started growing it about 5 years ago, I'd say, just because a Mexican customer asked us, do we have tomatillos? We said no. Then we investigated what they were. So then we bought the seed, tried to grow them. They grew really well, so we kept growing them after that.
Okay, great. Yeah. Fantastic. Would it be worth your while growing a whole crop for just one customer?
That's the thing. They say what they do with it. They give us a recipe. Then another customer comes along, goes, what's this? And we tell them what it is. We give them that recipe. They go home, they cook it, and then they have a whole new recipe. And the cycle continues. Because we always grow new things, and they always sell. Just because of that sharing of recipes, sharing of information. Yeah, it's pretty wonderful.
And what have I got over here? So we've got nice green looking plants. Are these chilies?
They are padron peppers. These are peppers used for Spanish tapas. So like they fry on the pan, gorgeous in paella, just eating with bread. There's an example of one.
Okay.
So yeah.
So they look like a chili pepper to me.
Yeah.
Without the pointy end to it.
Yeah.
That's that particular guy, is it?
No, that's all of them. Yeah, they're all kind of picked that size. They're absolutely gorgeous.
But hang on a second, we're in Ireland and it's raining outside. What are you doing talking to me about chilies?
They grow so well here in a tunnel. When they have that heat, they just, like, you can see for yourself. So we have, like, padron peppers, shishito peppers, bell peppers, your normal, like, long peppers. Poblano peppers was a new one for us.
Leave, how's it going?
Hi, Dara. Good.
We're in your lovely shop, and it has a kind of a newish feel about it. This feels like this is the latest
Addition. Yeah.
It is indeed, yes. Now, before we were actually in, well, you can't see it now, but next door in what was the cafe shop. And then with COVID and everything, we moved into the bigger space. So we came into the shed next door, which the rest of the lads on the farm weren't too happy about. We took over their storage space. But
am I right in thinking you don't buy in anything?
No. Now, veg-wise, we don't. So veg-wise, it all comes here from the farm. So for customers, it takes a little bit of getting used to because you're not necessarily finding everything on your original shopping list. So at the moment, like, we have things like all the carrots, parsnips, all the winter root veggies in, whereas what was just finished up would have been the tomatoes, peppers, chilies.
What's this stuff?
Beetroot. So it said, now there are different, well, we just call it rainbow beetroot as a broad title, but there's golden, candy, white, and then your typical red beetroot.
Are they potatoes?
Blue potatoes, yes.
So blue,
exactly, for a bit, again, a bit of variety, but they're called Blue Annalise. So now at the moment we're just a takeaway cafe, but it's our other sister Sarah now, who is also, she's been half and half, so she's also returning. She had a catering company before this. She ran with her business partner, but now she's back this year, so she started the sandwich offering. I can bring you into her.
Yeah, we better say hello to Sarah. She's busy in here dealing with customers. Sarah, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
So this is your little independent republic in here now?
I guess, yeah. I had my own kind of catering thing the last few years, and then we actually decided to take a break from it this year. But then the pandemic hit, and yeah, it just kind of became permanent, me being here. Which I love being here, but it was just, I never really knew if my true love was in farming. I knew it was in food, just not farming. So I tried to like use stuff that particularly doesn't sell well or people don't really know what to do with it, and then just basically put it into a sandwich.
So, for example, what have you got in the sandwich this morning?
I call it a bapaloo. It's like an Indian spiced potato that I just roasted, but then just kind of like a coriander chutney type thing, and then some tomato chutney, and we've loads of land cress at the moment, and a lot of people don't really know what to do with that, so I've turned it into like a land cress mustardy mayo. So it's just kind of like an Indian inspired sandwich, but just with loads of stuff that we grow here.
A lovely story there. We're getting great reaction to that. That's Dara McCullough there talking to Sarah, Niamh and Aoife McAnally, who along with their two brothers and their parents, whom you heard from there as well, they all work full time on that family farm business, as I said, from farm to fork, producing an amazing sounding array of organic vegetables and salads all year round. So well done to all.